All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from WNYC and PRI.
Merry Christmas, Celeste Headlee.
Merry Christmas, John Hockenberry.
Yeah, holidays are so meaningful because they are an accumulation of memories, really. And I think maybe it's a good time to reflect on the way the world used to be.
Maybe when things were a little easier and the economy was a little better?
Well, not quite. We're going to look back on a Christmas that had a particular resonance in history in 1941. There was a lot of good and a lot of bad there. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, Christmas in 1941 would have been just a couple weeks or so after the attack on Pearl Harbor and the beginning of our involvement in World War II.
Exactly. In that year, everything changed for Americans.
We're going to tap into the archives here at WNYC and also dig into some really amazing tape from the Library of Congress.
We'll hear from our contributors like we always do, and you're going to recognize them. And we'll take a look at how Americans are escaping from these times as well as engaging in them with an amazing year in sports and at the movies.
So take a guess for me. Do you have any idea how much a gallon of milk cost in 1941?
I could just guess, but I have no idea.
54 cents. And you could get yourself a brand new car for $850.
The book For Whom the Bell Tolls was a bestseller then, a Hemingway classic.
And people couldn't afford TV sets yet, so they all relied on radio. Here's some of the news on this December 25th, 1941.
The news is grim from the Pacific. This morning, with Japanese soldiers advancing throughout the city, Governor Mark Atchison Young officially surrendered the crown colony of Hong Kong to the Empire of Japan, marking the first time in history the British have surrendered to an invading force. British and Canadian soldiers have fought gallantly side by side for the last 17 days. The day will forever be known in Hong Kong as Black Christmas.
On the home front, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill is in Washington, D.C. to confer with President Roosevelt on the best military strategy to overrun the Axis powers. He gave a joint address with President Roosevelt from the White House last night.
Let the children have their night of fun and laughter. Let the gifts of Father Christmas delight their play. Let us grown-ups share to the full in their unstinted pleasures before we turn again to the stern task and the formidable years that lie before us.
Your call, please.
To do your part in the war effort, telephone companies
ahead,
have asked for you to refrain from all but the most urgent calls. The New York Telephone Company has this message for freedom-loving Americans. The long-distance lines must be kept open for defense use on this Christmas Eve. Since there will be no truce over the holidays, we feel sure you'll understand.
One message did get through from the Pacific. From the Marine garrison on Midway comes this message to the New York Times. We are still here. Merry Christmas. That's the news for this morning, December 25th, 1941.
After the Pearl Harbor attacks, our friends at the Library of Congress down in Washington took to the streets to get reaction from ordinary Americans about the times we're in now. We're joined now by one of them. Mike Stevens is in Dallas, Texas. Mike, how long have you lived in Dallas?
Well, I've been living in Dallas ever since 1934, which is about 7 years.
And what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm working in Dallas. I'm a houseman, chauffeur, cook, and a yard man.
We're asking people today, what do you think about this war we've just gotten into?
Well, my thoughts about the war, which I've been thinking over for some considerable time and reading, I figure we have a hard task to do.
Well, what do people like you think of this whole situation?
Well, the young colored people, I believe they will speak the same and portion with me, what I'm saying now, is because in talking with different ones, they talk the same thing.
Do you find them willing to bear their part and pick up arms and fight for their country?
Well, yes. I believe they feel like I felt when the news heard over radio that Japan had declared war on the United States. Everybody felt in sorrow and woke up with a strong determination mind is to go forward, to do the best they could.
Mike Stevens, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us. We're going to hear more reactions to the war and the attacks on Pearl Harbor all this hour.
It's 1941 on The Takeaway.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.